The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This native shrub was named by the famous botanist Carl Linnaeus. He saw the leaves, flowers, and previous year's fruits on the shrub all at once, so he called it Hama, in Latin meaning at the same time, and Melis, the name for fruits. Hence the botanical name Hamamelis, or as we commonly call it, witch hazel. Witch hazel is unusual in the shrub world because it produces spider-like flowers in colors of yellow, orange, and red either in late fall, as the leaves are turning color, or early spring, before the leaves come out. The native witch hazel, Hamamelis virginiana, is a species used medicinally to make a commonly used astringent from the bark and wood. It's hardy to zone 3 and grows 10 to 20 feet tall and wide, so has limited landscape uses. Luckily, there are new varieties of this species that grow more compact, such as Little Susie and Harvest Moon. For the late winter, early spring blooming types, try the Hamamelis vernalis varieties such as Sandra and Autumn Embers. These are hardy to zone 4, have a strong fragrance, and are more tolerant of clay soils than the autumn blooming types. There are also some Chinese and Japanese hybrids that are hardy in warmer parts of our area. Arnold's Promise and Jelena offer colorful, late winter blooms. Witch hazel are carefree shrubs. They grow in full sun to part shade, do best in well-drained soil, and have few pests, although deer seem to like munching on ours occasionally. Many sucker freely to form a nice, informal hedge. Consider adding a few to your landscape with hollies, viburnums, and dogwoods to add some color to your yard in winter. And now for this week's tip. Start leek seeds now indoors for transplanting in spring. Leeks need a good 8 to 10 weeks of indoor growing before transplanting. I found starting them even earlier allows the plants to develop strong roots so they transplant easier. Also, look for attractive varieties with blue-green leaves, such as Tadorna. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about arugula and mosh. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.